towards web security. To learn programming, you must absolutely over-engineer all the things. To write programs that last, you should do the opposite. Above all, you cannot skip things, even if it is a very good idea. More experienced coders may tell you to leave authentication sessions and security to programs like Passport.js or Express or Koa sessions and something like maybe Node Helmet. But in order to write safe programs, you have to roll out your own versions of those things. There is no better way to learn about security than actually mitigating the attacks yourself. When you finish your programs, you put on a white hacker hat and red team the heck out of them, until an entire year or two of your life is spent on hacking and security and bug fixing. You don't have to do it all at once or right away, though high school is probably the best place to start in. So if you're after that, that just increases the urgency. Learning by hacking your own software is top priority. This is not a boring tangent, not at all. You can start by building honeypots, for example, and then putting them up on a public server to see what bites. Seriously, who wouldn't want to see what the weather is like out in cyberspace? How many login attempts per hour? How popular are the WordPress exploits these days? What the bots are up to and where they are coming from? You can track IP locations on a map. You are very much playing a pretty serious game with real hacking robots that are trying to destroy your work. Give them a beautiful dashboard, a neat honeypot framework that you can share with other people who are interested in security, and consider developing it into a kind of a firewall. Web application development is getting simpler and more powerful. That means you can create your own web applications. It really is getting a lot simpler. And relying on an old school CMS program is pretty bulky when compared to just plain function execution, which automatically scales as needed. This, in turn, means that you are in charge of how users communicate with your server. You can evolve your honeypot software to create an effective firewall that matches your system. This means you now have two cool programs, a honeypot and a firewall, all with cool dashboards. It will take a while to figure out how to set it all up, but your firewall will absolutely minimize your attack surface and then, perhaps most importantly, give you a single program to control your entire application security, meaning you will be able to swiftly respond and adapt to attacks. This is a very nice startup idea, and compared to writing a content management system, this is small. It's a much smaller code base. Finally, once you start feeling safe about security and get over your fears of getting hacked, which is extremely important for your future success, I think it is worth considering building powerful but empty or hollow platforms that are ready to accept some clever API and good-looking user interfaces. Artificial intelligence can only get more interesting, And if you create a rapid AI application development platform, you will be able to swiftly launch new ideas and experiment, if not turn it into another startup. Once you feel confident about your knowledge of application security and figure out ways to build platforms that scale or auto-provision, you absolutely should look back at existing headless content management systems and maybe even consider employing some of them in your networks. But whatever choices you make then will be really well informed and wise.